As we continue our study of the book of Revelation, go with me back to chapter 5 and we'll see what unfolds after the marriage has taken place in the heavenlies. In chapter 5, we read about, and you can read through these portions of Scripture. We're not going to have time in 5 hours to be able to take every single verse and give all the details surrounding them, but we just give you a glimpse of the highlights in each chapter or each section of Revelation to help you be able to do your own self-study as you go through the book of Revelation. I'm actually laying out the study of the book of Revelation chronologically. Now, thus far, we've been going somewhat numerically through the book of Revelation, but you'll never understand Revelation if you study it numerically, chapters 1 through 22. You have to study it chronologically. That's the purpose for teaching this to you in this session. This fourth session of our School of Prophets Institute, the walk through the book of Revelation. Let's go to chapter 5 now, the book of Revelation. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. This is the 7-sealed book of judgment, and it's the book that is the title deed to the earth. What I'm talking about when I refer to a book here is not like the Bible that you may be looking at right in front of you as we study through Revelation, but instead it would be a scroll. In the time that this book of Revelation was written, 95 AD, when they referred to a book, it would be either 2 rolls of a scroll that came together or 1 roll, and most of the time if it was a single roll, they would use a wax-type seal to seal the book so that it would not unfold too quickly. And indeed, the book that is being talked about here has 7 of those seals on it. This is a title deed to the earth. And the problem is going to unfold here that who indeed is qualified, who should be the one to open this sealed book. One of the elders is going to say, there is no one worthy, verse 2, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. But then another one says, what about Jesus Christ? He was pure, perfect, without sin. Let him be the one. Verse 5, and one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And so he takes the seal book out of the hand of God, and he then has the title deed to the earth. You remember what's going to happen. God is going to give his son, Jesus Christ, dominion over all of creation. That dominion will be in a kingdom that will be established, located in the city of Jerusalem, and Jesus Christ will sit upon his throne in the Holy of Holies on the Temple Mount, in the temple that he himself is going to build. And so this is the title deed to the earth. But it is also that sealed book that is going to be opened up, and the 7 sealed judgments are going to be released. In our walk through the book of Revelation, remember we said in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the 7 sealed judgments take place. There are 3 sets of 7 judgments each, the 7 sealed judgments, the 7 trumpet judgments, and the 7 vial judgments. 21 judgments in all that get progressively worse as you go through the book of Revelation. Now, the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the 7 sealed judgments will take place. In chapter 6, verse 1, we see the beginning of these judgments that will be released upon the earth. And I want you to notice something very interesting here. There are those who say that these first 6 sealed judgments are simply the wrath of God unfolding on mankind here on the earth. That is not the case. Let me show you what the Bible says, and we'll study God's word to determine what is reality. Chapter 6 and verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. The Lamb is Jesus Christ. Look at verse 3. And when he, the pronoun referring back to the Lamb, and when he, Jesus Christ the Lamb, opened the 2nd seal. Verse 5. And when he had opened the 3rd seal. Verse 7. And when he had opened the 4th seal. Verse 9. And when he had opened the 5th seal. Verse 12, and I beheld, and when he had opened the 6th seal, Jesus Christ himself will be the one who will release these sealed judgments upon the earth. Now, the first one here, found in chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." This one comes on a white horse, and immediately somebody's going to say, well, that must be Jesus Christ. He's coming on a white horse. You're right. Jesus Christ is indeed coming on a white horse, chapter 19 of the book of Revelation. He comes at the end of the seven-year tribulation period. Now, this is at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period. This is soon after the rapture of the church has taken place. This is the beginning of that seven-year period of time, all of these judgments being released in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. And so this one on a white horse is not Jesus Christ. But remember, I talked a few moments ago about the Satanic Trinity. The Satanic Trinity that tries to replicate the Holy Trinity. Satan, the equivalent of God the Father, and the false prophet, the equivalent of the Holy Spirit. Thus, the Antichrist is the equivalent of Jesus Christ the Son. And so this one who comes on a white horse, trying to be just exactly like Jesus Christ, is the Antichrist. He comes back. Notice he has a crown on his head, and he has a bow in his hand with no arrows. That means he comes and establishes peace for a season. Now, I referred to just a moment ago Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27 that deals with the Antichrist who comes on the scene, and indeed he will establish a peace between the Jews and their enemies for a period of time. That actually begins the clock ticking on the seven-year tribulation period. I happen to believe that the Antichrist is alive and well on planet Earth. There's much written in God's Word about the Antichrist, many passages that I could take you to. Let me just take you to two passages and deal with what the text says about the Antichrist. If you have your Bible, go back to the book of Daniel. We'll go to chapter 11 of Daniel. In verse 36, we read, and it begins a number of verses, verses 36 to 45, describing what the Antichrist will do, what his activities will be, and what his name or some of his names will be. In chapter 7 of the book of Daniel, he is referred to as the little horn, that little horn that comes out of the ten horns, referring to the fact that he comes out of those Gentile world powers, that last one, the revived Roman Empire. And that gives us evidence that he is going to be a Gentile. The Antichrist, who is going to be the false Messiah, is not going to be Jewish. He is going to be a Gentile. The question would probably come up, why in the world then would the Jewish people believe that he was the Messiah since he is a Gentile? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 to 12, talks about those who have rejected the love of the truth. They do this, rejecting the gospel that they might be saved. Then Jesus Christ himself will send a strong delusion and cause those who have rejected him to believe the lie of the Antichrist. There will be many Jews, and we'll study next time together about the Jews that will come to know Christ as Lord and Savior, a number of them, in fact, a great number of them. But the truth is, there will be those who reject Jesus Christ, and they will believe the lie because of their rejection. That's what God says through the writings of the Apostle Paul. They that have rejected the love of the truth, that they might be saved, God shall send them a strong delusion so that they believe the lie. In Daniel chapter 11 now, verse 36, "And the king shall do according to his will." This is another of the names for the Antichrist, the willful king. He will do as he wants to do. "He shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god." The Most High God is the theme of the book of Daniel, and the Antichrist is claiming to be better than the Most High God, exalting himself. Look again at verse 36, "And he shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods." He will blaspheme God. When we come to chapter 13 of Revelation, another great chapter dealing with the Antichrist, we read that he blasphemes Jesus Christ. He uses blasphemy. Blasphemy is running rampant across our world today. Cannot even turn on the television without blasphemy coming into your home. Well, indeed, he is going to blaspheme Jesus Christ. Go over to verse 37. "Neither shall he regard the gods of his fathers." Indeed, he is going to rise above all gods, exalting himself above them. It says also in verse 37, nor desire women. I believe that talks about the Antichrist as a Sodomite. Verse 38, but in his estate shall he honor the God of forces. This is a terminology talking about the Antichrist, who is going to be a military genius, one that indeed will be able to lead the wars against Jesus Christ. That last war, of course, when Jesus Christ returns to Jerusalem, and the ultimate end of that campaign will be the Jezreel Valley, with the Antichrist as the leader alongside that which will energize him, Satan himself.